The first recipient of the John W. Kluge Prize will be honored today at the Library of Congress here in Washington. You'll hear from him in a moment. But first, the Librarian of Congress, James Billington. He says the $1 million prize is awarded for lifetime achievement in the study of humanities and social sciences.
That whole range of scholarship in which America has done a great deal has no prize at the financial level and at the comparable level of international search as the Nobel Prizes do. So this is designed to fill that gap, also to celebrate a whole area of human thought which is important for the human race and in which America has a great interest.
Billington says choosing this year's winner was a two-year process. Nominations were received from all over the world, and while he had recommendations from a panel, the ultimate decision was his.
The winner is a distinguished Polish philosopher, a historian of religion, an essayist of very broad range by the name of Leszek Kolakowski. He met all of the major criterion of the prize, and it is particularly characteristic of Leszek Kolakowski, who was one of the great philosophers and inspirers of the Solidarity Movement, which played such a crucial role in the unraveling and the end of the Soviet system in East and Central Europe, that we have the example of somebody who fulfills all three of those requirements very adequately and indeed with extraordinary skill, variety, and intensity.
Is all that true, Professor?
How can I say it is true? If I say it is true, I somehow boast of being a great man. If I say it's not true, I look like a hypocrite. So I have no choice.
Well, let me first congratulate you and ask you, you wrote a paper, What is Left of Socialism? In which you said, socialism, the ideal, not the system, still has its uses.
Well, what I mean is that it is wrong to oppose capitalism and socialism as two symmetrically located closed systems. It is not so. Socialism, however, has had different trends. It grew out of the miseries of early capitalism, and it always included the belief that there is such a thing as common human destiny.
There is some money that goes with this prize.
Yes.
I thought a philosopher was what you became when you didn't have any money. Is that dangerous for a philosopher to...
No, it's not dangerous. There were philosophers who had no money at all, say they were more or less beggars in antiquity.
Leszek Kolakowski, winner of the John W. Kluge Prize, and James Billington, the Librarian of Congress.